Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida. Yeah. And the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, my family, my friends, all of my co-hosts, each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight at this particular hour, because I have an exciting, 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 rewarding, rewarding, rewarding reflection, ministry, activity for us to participate in, because we have to make sure that our hearts are right for the presence, the grace, the mercy, and the favor of God. And so on tonight, we're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to be the magnifying source within our lives. Help us to continue to understand that you are Alpha and Omega. And somewhere in between, Lord, you have the power, Heavenly Father, to do as expected. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your coming. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the manna and the word of God that's coming forth. We thank you for being able to assemble ourselves together so that we can become better for you, so that we can ensure that our hearts are right in order to ensure your coming, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the opportunity to bring the presence of you and to lay down everything and cast all of our cares upon you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for each and everything that you're going to do, the things that you've already done, and the things, Heavenly Father, that you have promised unto us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being just creating a foundation of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to the listeners and to the speakers and to the hosts. We ask that you continue to bless each person who's online and bless those who will listen at a later time and a later date. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to help us and restore us, Heavenly Father, and just being there for us. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we engage in this particular activity, that our minds are elevated so that we focus upon you, that our ears are listening, and that our hearts are right. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the vision. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us and giving us strength. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to help us to walk in our destiny, Lord Jesus. And then we ask that you continue to help us to press forward and give more than the 150%, give more than the 170%, Lord. And would you help us to give what we have so that we may help others. Then, Lord, as we get ready in order to transition into this spectacular, wonderful activity, Lord, we ask what you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. On tonight, and I get so excited with these nights because, first of all, I have the opportunity to spend some time with you. And second of all, you know, my family's on the phone and some of my listeners from all over, military all over, and I really appreciate it. My co-hosts who act shy, but they're really not, you know. So I just appreciate each and every one of you for taking out the time I would like for you to get out a sheet of paper. We're going to listen to Mr. Dappy Keys, Your Presence is Heaven. We're going to listen to the instrumental. Every now and then, we just need to just hear some relaxing music and just be able to write. Amen. And I'm going to take you through an activity. I know we have at least 10 new individuals. We have 200 individuals on the line tonight. Thank you so much. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody that the Afri to Love show is on. If you want to call in and just listen, it's 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. If you want to listen via the internet, it's AfriToLoveShow.com. And as soon as you click on that particular website, on the left you will see AfriToLoveShow.com. Then you'll see StellarGospelMusic.com. You can click on either one. Whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com. And you can click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. And it will say live, and all you have to do is listen, okay? Or you can listen to this anytime that you like, okay? But I want to focus. I have a journal, and I told you that I have a scriptorial journal. And basically, the scripture comes from Proverbs 17:17, and it reads, a friend loves at all times, not sometimes, not when everything is going fine, but a friend loves at all times. That means that God is with us at all times. That means that if you're really a friend, if you really love your family, you're with them at all times. Amen? Amen. And so sometimes we have to encourage each other. We have to encourage individuals to keep on keeping on. There's a lot of individuals, we want to keep them in mind, who are in bereavement. They're going through things, circumstances, situations, and we have to be those intercessories. We have to be able to pray, and not only pray for them, but pray for ourselves as well. But we want to make sure that we're not just selfish and praying for ourselves. We want to pray for our families, and we want to pray for our neighbors. And when I say neighbors, I'm speaking about friends and associates and even those who are not. We want to pray for each and every person, because God is, when he comes, he's looking for some good hearts. And that's how individuals make it into the kingdom of heaven. That's how individuals receive God's favor and grace. That's how individuals receive a second chance at life. That's how individuals just receive just breakthroughs from God, and doors open because of the heart. It's not because of your name, not because of how well you do things. It's because of your heart, and God looks at the heart, right? And we're so thankful that God looks at the heart. Amen? Amen. All right, what I want you to do, if you will, I'm going to make this simple. I'm not going to ask you to draw a line graph. I'm going to ask you to draw a cross, okay? And it's the same thing as a line graph, but to make it simple, let's draw a cross, like the cross that Jesus hung on. So you should have four quadrants, or you should have four squares, or four areas, or you should have four 180-degree obtuse triangles. How about that? Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to give you time to do that. I'm getting excited. I need to wait. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Whew. God is good. Yes, sir. All right. In the first quadrant, which is located on your left, okay, the first quadrant, I want you to put subtract, just like when we subtracted math, just like when we subtracted algebra. I want you to put subtract, or if you don't want to put subtract, just put a minus sign, okay? And a minus sign is literally just a line. It doesn't matter where you put it, just as long as you know that means take away, subtract. Okay, so in the quadrant next to it, your neighbor, right? Okay, I want you to put add, put a plus sign, put that cross, make a small baby cross, add. Then I want you to come down in the third quadrant, which is right under subtract, and I want you to put multiply, or put an X. Now, as God is speaking, this X does not mean that you're Xing something out. That's what subtraction means. Now, let's not get these two mixed up. To multiply means that double, okay? So you can put times 2. Be specific. Times 2. X 2. Okay? Now, the fourth quadrant, I want you to put the word power. Put the word power. this particular quadrant is reserved for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to put Jesus, because I don't want anybody to get the wrong understanding that we have the power, because our Lord and Savior has the power. He went to the cross. He has the power. He has power both heaven and earth. Remember, we talked about that. The power. He's able to walk on water. The miracles. He's the only one able to do that. The power. Amen. He says he's the only one that's able to change. Power. Okay. All right. So what I want us to do, what's going to happen is I'm going to play some music. Mr. Deppy Keys. Check him out. I love the instrumentals because it's so, just relaxes the mind. I think, or I believe, a part of just being able to think, being able to be successful is to relax your mind. And that's what, you know, we're giving a workshop on how to relax the mind. Because, yes, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, but if you can't relax your mind, then you can't think right. Amen. And that's why people just, they already feel defeated. They don't feel like there's a way out. They don't feel like that they can be successful because they're not thinking. And so we teach people that, but we'll get into that later. Okay, stay on task. All right, so when we talk about subtract, okay, these are things in your life, listen closely, and I want you to focus. These are things in your life that you would like to take away. For instance, if you're sick, if you're going through a situation, something, you know, you've been diagnosed with something, something has happened. Now, I'm going to tell you with the subtract, right? We can't ask God to subtract the angel of death. We can't ask God to subtract the angel of life. But when I say subtract, those things that are not serving you well, those situations, those things could be anything except anything that has to do with life and death, because God says that that's his power. We don't have the authority over life and death. We don't have the authority over God's miracles because we can't tamper with it. We don't have the authority over it because we have no power in it. But I'm talking about things such as illnesses, situations, things that you may be going through with your children, with your spouse, things that you may be going through with careers, with just a plethora of things, just your mind, your body, those things. What do you want subtracted out of your life? Okay? Then here, what do you want added into your life? A lot of people talk about happiness and joy. And I want us to really think about the addition to our life, right? Let's stay away from a lot of materialistic things because God says all of these things will be added unto you. Right? He says, once we subtract those negative things out of our lives and add positive things that's of God, and God says those things will multiply, and the power is that all those things will be added unto you because that's through God. Okay? So when we say add, what do you want to add to your life? And I'm going to give you some examples that we used last week. Then we talk about multiply. Anytime we talk about multiplying something, right? A lot of people say, Lord, would you multiply my heart? Lord, would you multiply my worth ethics? Would you multiply my wisdom? Would you multiply your favor? You have the right to ask God for that. This is the time right now. God is listening, and it's not just because it's my show. Actually, this is God's show. I'm just overseeing it. I don't own anything, right? God just put this in my hands and saying, take care of it, and that's what I'm doing. So when we multiply, you have to be very careful. I'm going to tell you like this, what you ask God for. Don't ask God for something you're not ready for. I'm going to tell you right now, when you're on this ministry, because there is a strong anointing on this ministry, it's not because of me. I'm telling you that right now. It is not. There's a strong anointing on this ministry because it's God's. Okay? I just oversee it once again. When we ask God to add something, multiply, subtract something, he's going to do it. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're not on this ministry just by chance. You're on here by purpose. You're here because God called you here. Okay? So when we multiply, be very careful what we ask for. Okay? Then we talk about the power of God. There are certain things that is only that is out of your control. But God has the power to do whatever he wants to do. Whatever that is, you need to write it down. Whatever it is, if you're going through an illness, you've been diagnosed with something, you're going through a situation, and you ask God to place his power on that situation, I guarantee you he will. It's guaranteed. And you have to, but this is the catch, to let it go. That means you have to stop worrying about it. That means you have to be able to get sleep at night. You have to be able to let God deal with that. You can't continuously worry about something that you have no control over. God has control over it. That's why he says, bring all of your burdens. Cast all of your burdens unto me. All right, let's look back at last week. We talked about, here are some examples that people gave. And I'm not going to say any names. I just want you to hear some examples. So in the quadrant of subtraction, people said they wanted to subtract negativity, negative people. They wanted to subtract unforgiveness. They wanted to subtract doubt and sickness. When we talk about subtracting sickness, I need you to be specific. What type of sickness is it? What's going on? Okay. Somebody said anything not like God. That basically sums it up, right? Somebody says anger. Somebody says sadness. Okay. Then on the part where we say add, somebody put rest. That's simple. Somebody put peace and joy and love and safety. Somebody said unity. Somebody said financial security. Somebody said answer prayers. That's justifiable. That's God is going to do that. Okay? Then on multiply, somebody wrote in love, peace, happiness, talent, answered prayers, safety, joy, wisdom, knowledge, truth. Multiply it, Lord. Okay? Then somebody, for the power of God, those things that surpasses all understanding. Somebody said, I want you to power in my understanding. I want you to put your power in my learning. I want you to put your power in my thoughts. I want you to put your power, this is mine, in my reality. I want you to put your power in my prayers. This is mine too. I want you to put your power in my leadership. I want you to put your power in my love and my forgiveness. I want you to put your power in kingdom work and the ministry. That's mine too. I just want you to put the power, your power over everything. And you can say everything, but you have to be specific to God. As I said before, and I've been saying this, I'm praying for a particular organization because in this organization, God showed me, said they have, you have big hearts. And I want God, and I've been praying to God, I want God to show his miracles. I believe no matter what, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I believe that God can do everything. But the thing is, we have to believe and we have to begin to think towards what we are believing God to do. I believe in miracles. I believe that God can change anything. I believe in the power of God. And when you believe those things, right, when you believe those things, it won't be a surprise to you when God does it. It doesn't matter what it looks like now. God says what matters is once he put his power on it, it's called a miracle because it wasn't supposed to happen. And so we have to get to the place. I have to move y'all to the place of being able to see something and knowing that God is able to move and change. But here is the catch, and I'm going to say it, and I can't say it enough. Your heart has to be right. You have to have people's best interests in mind. You have to set people up for success. You can't be lukewarm. You have to be about the business of God and moving the kingdom and the people forward. If that is not your plight, there is no way that God is going to put his power on anything that you ask him to do. He says, because you're being disobedient and contrary to his commandments, which is love thy neighbor as thyself. Sometimes it gets hard, but we have to do it. And so while the music is playing, because I had to explain this because I want you to understand this is serious. When you ask God to subtract something out of your life, he's going to do it. When you ask God to add something, he is going to do it. And this is not like different programs, right, where you ask God to add something or subtract something. And, you know, once God put his power on it, God shows favor. That's it. So I really want you to think about it. And sometimes you have to subtract negative people out of your life. And as God is speaking under that cross, I want you to just to draw a straight line, and I want you to put prayer. When you subtract something out of your life, I want you to make a fist. We already did this before, but I want you to have a lot of new people on here as well. Make a fist and hold that fist as tight as you can. Don't hurt yourself. Y'all say, Dr. Love, Coach Love, Afrita Love, Emmanuel Love made me clench my fist, and now I have my hands are hurting. Clench your fist. Make a fist. And I mean hold it tight for a couple of seconds. Okay? I mean hold it tight. And for some of us who have nails, Lord have mercy. Some of us who, now, don't break your nails either. Because I don't want y'all telling the nail technician, Dr. Love, Afrita Love, Coach Love made me break my nails. All right, hold your fist tight. Okay, now slowly, we already did this, but slowly let go. Your fingers kind of stiff, but once you open up your hands, you feel free, you feel relieved. What are those things that causes you every day to feel like you're balled up? What is that burden? What is that situation? What is that person? Who is that person? What is that thing? What is that situation? What is that idea that causes you to stay up at night? And you're just up in arms. You're always uptight. You're always on the defense. What are those things? Those are the things that you have to let go. Subtract. Adding. An example of adding. I want you to take both of your hands. And if you don't have hands, I want you to imagine this. And I want you to put your hands together as if you were praying. Okay? What is this close to you that you want to add and you want to continue to be in your life? Of course, it's your family. Of course, it's God. Of course, it's your passion, whatever you're passionate about. What is it that makes you or keeps you going, makes you want to stay? You have that staying power. What is it that keeps you going, that helps you remain together? What is it that helps you remain glued and focused on the cause? That's the adding part. When we talk about multiplying, all I want you to do is put up two fingers on both sides, okay? What is it that you want God to multiply in your life? Notice, I want you to be very intentional with this because this is the revelation of God. This is not just a bunch of fluff trying to take up time. What is it? This is important, y'all, because when God comes, we have to be ready. What is it that you're willing to give up and sacrifice? That's why we have the subtraction. What is it you're willing to give up and you're going to have to sacrifice in order to receive double portions? That's what God is saying. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. You see that there's three fingers down. God says, amen, praise God. He says there are three things in your life. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be a minister. You could be a teacher. You could be a leader. Whoever you are, God says there are three things in your life that you need to get rid of. So in the subtraction, you should have at least three. Praise God. He said, you want me to multiply my favor, grace, and mercy? You want me to change your situation? You want me to turn it around? He says, you want me to do things? He says, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. At least three. And everybody has at least three things that needs to be subtracted out of our lives. Whatever it is, that's your business, that's your prerogative. Amen. Then we talk about the power of God. The power of God. I want you to take a mirror. It could be a cell phone. It doesn't matter what it is. I want you to take your cell phone, take a mirror, and I want you to put it on camera. Camera mode, praise the Lord. See, God is good. Put it on camera mode where you can see yourself. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord. Okay. Now, look at yourself, and I want you to look at yourself closely. You, yes, you. do not have any power without God. Person in the mirror wants power. Look up. Power comes from heaven. You notice that when you looked up, you weren't looking at yourself in the mirror. You understand what I'm saying? So you look at yourself and you be real with yourself. This is part of being real, the truths in your life. This is to help people to stop lying, help people to stop digging ditches for other people, help people to be truthful and honest with themselves. Look in the mirror one more time and tell yourself you do not have any power. You are a person. You do not have any power. You do not have the power that God has. Now I want you to look up. That's where all the help and power comes from. God empowers us. And because God empowers us, God says, stop looking at the situation. Stop looking at yourself and begin to look at God. We are too busy focusing on the storm within ourselves, too busy focusing on the situation. And God says, you're past the situation and you're better than the situation. He says, look up towards the hills. Look up towards God. That's where your power comes from. Now look at yourself one more time and turn that phone off. Remove the mirror. The power comes from God. So now that you have examples, now that you know exactly what the revelation of God is, we're going to start the music, okay? The music will play for about 7 to 10 minutes. And once we finish, God is going to give us a revelation. After God give us a revelation, we're going to have the announcements, and I'm going to bid you a good night. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Afrita. Love. Thank you. as you finish up, we're going to pray over each and every quadrant. We're going to pray over each and every person that you put in the prayer quadrant. I don't know what the prayer is, but God's going to give a prayer. And you can keep writing. We're going to pray. And we're going to anoint each quadrant. God already knows. He knows everything. And so we're just going to pray, and we're going to let the Spirit move. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for having the ability, Lord, and the wisdom that you've given us to formulate what you would have in our lives, that you would subtract, and also that you would multiply, and that you would place your power on. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you hear every prayer concern that we have? Would you bless each quadrant by the adjective described, by the person described, in a way that surpasses all understanding? We ask, would the power fall from on fresh? And we ask, would you continue to have your hands in each and every quadrant, knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for right now relinquishing those things that are not of you, relinquishing those things that causes us to remain stagnant, relinquishing those things that hinders us from being all that you would have us to be. And, oh, Lord, we glorify you for adding those things and those people and those places and those experiences and those situations to our lives to make us stronger and grow within you. We ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you put your hand, Heavenly Father, in each and everything that we do, and bless each and everything that we touch to prosper and be successful, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you add wisdom and knowledge? Would you give the understanding and the power, Heavenly Father, and would you perform your miracles like never before, because we believe in you, and we know that every situation only makes us stronger. We know that every valley only gets better, and we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as you begin to multiply your favor, grace, and mercy, you know the organization, Lord, that we lifted up unto you. You know the people. You know the situation. You know the circumstances. We ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you begin to show your favor and your grace and your mercy, whatever that looks like in that particular situation, whatever it feels like, whatever it is. We ask in the name of Jesus. We call it and we claim it, and we claim the victory in the name of Jesus, whatever that is. But, Lord, we know that you can do everything but fail. We know that you can change things, Lord. We know that you can progress things, and we know that you can cause things to be successful even when it looks like, oh, Lord, what's going on? But, Lord, we believe in you, and we know that you are God. We know that you are El Shaddai, Elohim, Allah. We know that Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we know who you are. Whatever name we call, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you hear our despairing plea, Heavenly Father, as you begin to move in situations and move in our lives and do great things? We ask that our hearts continue to remain right and our minds made up and our eyes focused on you and our ears listening. Then, Lord, as you dispense your power, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would dispense it on those who are asking for healing. If it be thy will, we ask, would you dispense it on families, Heavenly Father, and friends? And if people need happiness, would you show them where their happiness is? If they need passion, would you show them where their passion is? If they are trying to find their gift, would you show them? Would you make it obvious? Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, for your increased knowledge and wisdom. We ask, would you put your power on that in any situation that any individual is going through, whether it's personal, professional, whatever it is, we know that your power is greater and mightier. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your revelation. We thank you for your stamp of approval. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for lifting up everything that was once down. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless our hands to serve and help people, bless our hearts to extend out, and continue to help us to build bridges rather than holes in order for people to cross over and be successful. Then, Lord, we ask, would you anoint our prayer list? Would you dispatch your angels to every void that needs to be filled? Would you bless those who are in bereavement? Bless those who have lost something or someone. Lord, you know each person specifically that we have listed. We ask, Heavenly Father, for healing. We ask, Heavenly Father, for deliverance. We ask, Heavenly Father, for rest. We ask, Heavenly Father, for unity and peace. We ask, Heavenly Father, for financial breakthroughs. We ask, Heavenly Father, for those who just need a situation or circumstance change. We ask, Heavenly Father, for a blessing for those who are motherless or fatherless or sibling, if they don't have their siblings, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angels and serve as a comforter, because you know and we know that you are everywhere. Lord, and as we get ready to progress and as we await your arrival, we want to thank you in advance. And we want to bless you in advance, Heavenly Father. We ask that our hearts continue to remain right. We ask that our minds continue to stay focused on you and to think on the good things. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that we continue to walk in the will and destiny, Heavenly Father, that you have granted unto us. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless you and we praise your holy name. And now, Lord, as we get ready, Heavenly Father, to move on to greater and bigger things, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening to this particular ministry, who's listening to this particular show, Heavenly Father, would you bless them one by one, name by name, would you bless their families, Heavenly Father, and would you bless each and every person who's going to listen, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. As we get ready to move into the capacity of announcements, I want you to understand something that God is saying. When you become a new creature, God says old things have passed away. Helen Baylor once says that things have been cast out into the sea of forgetfulness, she says, but we're the ones that keeps reminding God over and over again about those things that he's already forgiven us for, those things that those mountains you've already crossed. You keep going back to the same thing. God says progress. He says move forward. There are people right now who are suffering losses, whatever it is, loved one, whatever it is. And so we need to continue to pray and uplift those individuals. And one thing I want you to understand, and God wants us to understand, is that he's an on-time God. And God says he wants us to just live. He says, stop worrying. He says, just live. And he shows the analogy one more time to remind us of the bird. He said, the bird just carries on and live day by day. When you're worried about your health, you're worried about all this stuff, that doesn't matter. You have to live. There are too many people too busy dying instead of living. Every moment that you have, live. Be happy. If you are not in the realm of your passion, if you're not happy in your situation, if you're stressed out and always feeling like that tight fist, find, release your hands, find something that's going to cause you to be at peace, something that you love. There is no reason why anybody should go through this life wasting your time and everybody else's in something that you're not happy with. If you want to be healthier, do things that's going to make you healthier. Eat right. Exercise your body. If you want to have more happiness in your life, find your passion. Get around positive people. If you want to be more honest and tell the truth, watch Miss Oprah and Ayanna. No, pray to God that God will take that lying spirit from you, because God doesn't bless that. And you miss out on so many blessings by lying, making up stuff. It's not so much of the person, it's you who miss out. Because God's not going to bless anything that's not like him. And we continue to wonder why. It's because our hearts are not right. And so, live every moment. Enjoy your life. Everybody's uptight. Enjoy your life. It's not just for people my age. It's not just for people who are older than me. It's for the young people too. Enjoy your life. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Make good decisions. Make good choices when it comes to your life. Watch what you consume. Take care of your heart. Smoking causes a lot of cancer in your heart. It makes it hard for you to breathe. Take care of your body. God allows us to put whatever we want in our body, but guess what? The body is the temple. Put healthy things in your body. Take care of your body. Think. Always think. Use your hands to be of service. Use your feet to walk towards your destiny. Use your mind that God has given you and ask God for the power. Continue to pray and trust in God and get rest at night. Don't be up worrying about stuff. You don't hear birds chirping at night. They're asleep because they know they have a full, bright, happy day on tomorrow and they know that God's going to take care of them. Health. You're worried. Why? Enjoy the moments. Enjoy each second. Live it. Live each second. You don't understand how important it is, y'all, to live. Just live. Enjoy your life. Make sure that you're not wasting your time. Because time is precious and we never get that time back. Stop worrying. Just pray to God and keep it moving. Amen. Speaking of that, I said we was going to make a time card as the music is playing. And this is a spiritual time card. We don't have a clock that we punch in and out because we're supposed to be on it all day, every day. Amen? I want you to just put spiritual time card. I want you to put the first few hours of my day on one line. I want you to skip a few spaces and I want you to put the second few hours of my day. And then finally I want you to put the last few hours of my day. Notice that we have three again, y'all. God says, remember me. Right? What do you do when you wake up? Do you say, thank you, Lord? If so, put that down. You notice that we're not putting a time yet because God said it shouldn't be a time. He said this is a time course so that we can remember him. Amen. So the first few hours of the day, what do you do when you get up? Do you just get up and, whoop, I woke up. Hey, I'm supposed to wake. No. God don't have to wake us up. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. So don't take that for granted. When you wake up in the morning, that should be on your time card. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. When God blesses you to be able to move your limbs, right? Some of us have pain in our backs and our necks. When God allows you to move your limbs, you should say, thank you, Lord. And even if you are bedridden, God is allowing you to breathe and move. You have something to be thankful for. That goes on your time card. You're giving God the praises for that. When you start on your way, when you get in your car, do you thank God? Or when you catch the bus or you walk, however you get to where you're going, do you thank God for being able to have some type of means of getting there? That
should go on your time card. When you make it to your destination safely, or when you make it and you alive, do you thank God for that? That should go on your time card. These are the first few hours of your day. Somebody didn't make it. When you go to your prospective places, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work at a job, whether you're just going to your house, you have it like that. Okay? Are you thanking God for that? That goes on your time card. You see what I mean? Throughout your day, the second few hours of your day, what is your demeanor? Are you serving people, or are you too busy digging ditches and trying to find ditches to throw people in? Are you uplifting people? Are you empowering people? Are you bringing people down? What are you doing? If you're doing anything other than thanking God, giving 150% when you put your hands in something, and ensuring success, those are things that should go on your time card. If you're doing gossiping, worried about somebody else, in somebody else's business, all this other stuff, setting people up, you're wasting your time. Because we don't even know if we're going to be here the next second. So you might as well live these moments doing what's right and pleasing God. We talk about the last few hours of the day. That's when you go home. First of all, are you happy to go home? Yes, of course you should be. Thankful to go to your place. You should be thanking God then. When God bless you to make it there safely, somebody didn't make it. When you're able to see what God has blessed you with, you should still be thanking God. Spending time with your family. Everybody has a reasonable portion of health and strength. What are you doing at home? All of this stuff transfers. Are you sitting there gossiping, worried about somebody else's business, not worried about your own when your own is lacking? If you're doing that, that does not go on your time card. You're wasting your time. We don't know. God is showing us an example. We don't know the times on the spiritual realm. We have no idea. But we need to make sure, as long as we have our wisdom and knowledge, we need to make sure that we're intentionally doing these things on our time cards. You notice the first few hours, God calls that birth. The second few hours, God calls that, he says, life. And the last few, God calls it death. It's not to scare anybody, but it's to tell you that nobody knows the day nor the hour. So it's very important that we treat people right. It's very important that we live each moment with purpose. Very important. We waste our time when we do anything other than that, because God could take us just like that. We don't know what the next minute holds. We don't even know what the next hour holds. But God does. And so we need to be intentional. Every morning, what I want you to do, and this is for our Free to Love listeners, I want you to make a time card for yourself. We don't have to punch in and out, because we're not on a time frame. God says you don't even know the time. You don't even know the hour, because it's at hand. Throughout some of those days, you should be praying for your neighbor. That means people that you know, people you associate with, people that you look at every day. You should be praying for them. You don't know what people are going through. We have no idea. So in that time court, you don't really have time for foolishness, because we don't know the last few hours. So it's time for us to stop playing, church. If we're going to be of God, let's be of God. Let's discontinue digging ditches for people, because you're not going to get anywhere. God's not going to bless you in abundance. Matter of fact, God's going to subtract. And so our ultimate goal And it doesn't matter what people say. The ultimate goal is to make it to heaven peacefully. Nobody wants to leave earth in a disarray. People want to leave peacefully. And so we must take every moment on this spiritual time cord seriously. Those people who perished in Elmont up the street, they didn't wake up. That little baby, the baby didn't wake up and prepare for that. There's not a time frame on a spiritual time card. So every moment of our lives should be spent thanking God. Whoever you believe in, that's fine. Thanking the person above. It doesn't matter who you call him. It's the same person. And when we all get to heaven, it's going to be the same person. We call him Jehovah, call him Jesus. It doesn't matter. And so we have to get serious. If we're going to be about the kingdom of God, we have to do it for God. We can't do it for show and to get 10 million likes. Because ministry is not popular. You're supposed to be liking what Jesus said. That's the likes. We have to get serious, y'all. And I'm serious. Spiritual time cord. Make sure that each moment, starting tomorrow, you utilize each moment. Think about it. Somebody gonna forget. Think about it. Each moment needs to be purposeful. Subtract. I hope you put subtract the negativity. Subtract being in other folks' business. And worry about getting yourself right for when you enter heaven or hell or whatever the destination is. We got to save our own souls before we can save anybody else anyways. Okay? So, let's, God's will, when we wake up in the morning and our feet hit the ground, let's have a good attitude. When you go to your prospective places, let's give 150, then some. Leave the attitudes wherever. You are looking for success. You are looking to help whatever you're going to be successful. In order for something to prosper and be successful and receive the favor of God, you have to get on board and help push that thing because it's heavy. And it takes more hands than one, two, or three, or four. It takes the whole process of pushing forward. We don't have time in the hour of the spiritual time cord. For people who want to dig ditches and all that, that's crazy. Because we don't even know how long we have here. So I'm telling you, spiritual time cord, all our free to love listeners, amen. Every morning, I'm going to get up early. Because I do a lot of meditating in the mornings and getting my mind focused. And because wherever I go, I want to be that light. I want to bring Jesus with me everywhere I go. So I'm going to have to get up earlier. That's a sacrifice. God said we're going to have to make a sacrifice because we want to multiply the double portion. I'm going to have to make a sacrifice, and I'm going to have to get up earlier. So instead of getting up at 5:30, I'm going to have to get up at 5. And I'm going to make my time card. Okay? So just trust in God, believe in God, and use your life to be influential rather than be destructive because you're wasting a lot of time. You don't know how much time you're going to have here. And it would be sad to be in the last second of life and be found not doing the will of God in somebody else's business. It would be sad. You have to use each second with purpose. We don't have much time, y'all. We got to use each second with purpose. And this is the spiritual realm. This has nothing to do with the world. This is between us and God. But when God comes, he's going to, the world's going to know it. So keep praying. Keep believing. keep setting people up for success. God's going to take care of you. Amen. This is also a time in which we have a lot of new people, and I want you to know that if you're out of the walk of safety or you don't know the Lord, then all you have to do is surrender yourself unto God. That's it. Tell God, take over everything that I have, and he will do it, and he will lead you in the right direction. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody about this ministry. It is archived, which means that you can listen to it anytime, anywhere, any place, at any hour. Amen. And I would love to have you on the ministry. So if you're interested, if you're an artist, a writer, anyone who's uplifting, a leader, a teacher, a doctor, a publicist, media, anyone with an uplifting story, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Let me say it again because we have a lot of new listeners. emonya_love@yahoo.com. Email me. Let me know you want to be on the show. Send me a bio. And we'll get you on the ministry to hear your uplifting story. If you're a gospel artist or a beat artist, I would love to interview you about how you got started and the things that you're doing, your projects, and help promote your music as long as it's clean music. And so once again, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line, whether it's mentally or physically, and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for whatever it is that they need, whether it's healing, whatever it is. Pray for your family members. Then pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. We're praying for that family who was driving through Elmont. We're praying for those people who was involved in those accidents. We're praying for those who have lost a loved one. We're praying for those who are going through situations and problems. We're praying for organizations who are trying to get to the top, which God is going to bless. We're praying for those people who say, pray for me. We're praying for those people in those situations. We're praying for those people who are trying to make it. We're praying for those people who suffered in disasters. We're praying for them. We're praying for those who have turned their backs to God for whatever reason. We're praying for those individuals. We're praying for ourselves, strength and power from God. We're praying. Okay? If you also, please go to AfritaLoveShow.com. On yesterday, I went through the whole website, but it's AfritaLoveShow.com. It's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Let me say it again. AlfredaLoveShow.com. Please go there and check out the website. Once again, if you want to be on the ministry, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, you can go to stellargospelmusic.com. stellargospelmusic.com. That's stellargospelmusic.com. If you want to be on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, understand that the Stellars will take place next week, God's will. I will have a crew there all week, but I'm coming on the weekend. Praise the Lord. So be sure to check that out. We're going to have pictures, and we're going to promote some artists and things of that nature, as our media always does. Also, if you have a gospel event or event coming up, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you have any type of ideas or productions that you would like to collaborate with or you would like to bring to the area of Central Texas, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to bring more spiritual, educational, entertaining shows to the different theaters, especially in the Waco Belmead area and also Central Texas and in other states as well. Also, we're going to have seminars, and these seminars are going to be over various things. We're going to also have a fashion show, the most beautiful women in the world and the most handsome men in the world, and this basically deals with the work that individuals do within the communities and outside of the communities. And if you have any more ideas, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. One of the big projects that I'm praying about and I'm working on and God's been dealing with me with is that I'm going to get out in the community more. I'm going to start here in Bellmead because charity starts at home. I'm going to start here in Bellmead and get out a little bit, and really I'm going to research some things about youth involvement. I really want to get, I want to do some things. I have some visions that God has given me, and they're going to be fun activities, and I want to make sure that the youth of this community are able to get their hands on it freely. I want to provide free services and things of that nature, and just get some great things going in Bellmead. I have a couple of things that I'm thinking about. But if you have any ideas, once again, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We know that God is good. He's worthy to be praised. So just continue to trust in God, believe in God, and know that God will see you through. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, and the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to check out the Stellar Web page. As I said before, there are a lot of great things going on with the Stellars. This is a time in which those gospel individuals who really have an impact on the gospel industry, they're recognized, and we always like to attend because the music is very inspirational and it's therapy. Amen. And so I will have some crew members there during the week, next week, God's willing, I will come on the weekend. But I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I ask that you continue to pray. I ask that you continue to understand that God will see you through. Be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will, as we will have praying with love and power. And we're going to really be praying to God. And God is going to do it. I know He is. Amen. And you have to know He is too. All right? If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them. And I mean, you be confident and bold. You tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfred. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.